This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, and it's just me today. Jimmy and I were supposed to record this week, and then while we're out here in the Pacific Northwest, we're having like torrential downpours and storms, and so our recording day for this week, which is normally Wednesdays, I was out without internet for like 24 hours, so we weren't able to do so. So I'm just going to be doing a quick theory here today, and then we will be back to do the following chapter. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Ashara Dane. Now, this is a character that I've done some theories on a little bit more recently about like Septa Lemoore and just talking about her, because her story itself is quite interesting when you break it down and look at it, because I think we get so caught up in the, well, maybe she's Septa Lemoore, maybe she's this, but a lot of it just doesn't, to me, it's always made more sense that something has to happen to her. That I think that's just the reasoning, right? Is that the story we're given just makes no sense whatsoever. So like, let's just start with her backstory. We know that she's the lady in waiting to Princess Elia Martell. And then we see her at the tourney at Harrenhal, where she danced with the Knight of the Kingsguard, Prince Oberyn Martell, Lord John Connington. And afterwards, Brandon Stark approaches her on behalf of his younger brother, Eddard, and Ashara dances with him as well. According to Illyria Dane, Ashara's younger sister, Ashara and Eddard fell in love at Harrenhal. Sir Barristan Selmy of the Kingsguard was also in love with her, although he never told her. Barristan, we know, recalls that had he won the tourney, he would have named her his Queen of Love and Beauty. According to Barristan, Ashara was dishonored by a man at Harrenhal. He doesn't say who, perhaps. In addition, we know that Barristan states that Ashara looked at Stark following the final tilts in the tourney, although he does not identify the Stark in question. We know that her brother, obviously Arthur Dane, goes and fights and dies during the war at the combat of the Tower of Joy. Eddard then travels to Starfall with Arthur's greatsword Dawn of House Dane. Sometime after his visit, Ashara jumps from the top of the Palestone Sword, one of the towers at Starfall, into the sea. Several characters have stated that perhaps the reasoning for this was to commit suicide because of a broken heart, or because of a stillborn daughter, because of a stolen child, for the man who had dishonored her at Harrenhal, or due to grief over Arthur's death. Her body, however, was never found. At Winterfell, Eddard Stark's soldiers spread the tale that Ashara was the mother of Jon Snow. When Eddard's wife, Catelyn Tully, heard these stories from her maids, she confronted Eddard, who refused to confirm or deny anything regarding Jon's mother, and subsequently silenced all talk of Ashara at Winterfell, and her name was never mentioned in the castle again. So, you know, that is, of course, her backstory. Now, when you start diving into the theories, there's pretty much a few places that we go. The first is often that she is Septa Lemoore, the Septa who is traveling with young Griff and John Connington and taking care of false Aegon or Aegon or young Griff, you know, who may end up actually being the true son of Rhaegar Targaryen. Of course, most of us all think that he's not, that he's probably some Blackfyre pretender. But I guess the question is, how does she end up there? Why does she end up there? And what would potentially be the reasoning for that? So if we go down the rabbit hole that is not Ned plus Ashara equals John, if you do go down that route, then I think her traveling with young Griff makes zero sense whatsoever. Why would she suddenly go out of nowhere? Because clearly she's been there for some time. take care of young Griff instead of placing herself in proximity to Jon Snow, which could be her son. So I think if you're an N plus A believer, then how would you possibly think that Septa Lemoor is traveling with young Griff? Those theories to me have always sort of canceled each other out. Then you go to the idea of, well, if she is Septa Lemoor, then and N plus A does not equal the case, that suddenly makes a lot more sense. That for whatever reason, she feels strongly enough to go travel with young Griff because he could be or should be the true heir to the throne. She would have to know about this child. She would have to, maybe she knows that there was a child at the Tower of the Joy and she doesn't know that it's actually Jon Snow and she thinks it's somebody else and she thinks that is the baby from the Tower of Joy, not the swapped baby, perhaps. Maybe that's the route that you ultimately go with and she thinks that that is the Lyanna and Rhaegar's baby. Maybe it's young Griff. Maybe that's the way she perceives it. I actually have a Reddit theory here that I would like to sort of combine to this. And this is from a couple years ago, but I believe it won an award on Reddit. And it's literally just titled, What the F Happens with Ashara Dayne? And it's a summary of everything that we know so much. So it goes into it. And this is from the Reddit user New Intern Help, who says, the facts. Ashara is pretty, has dark hair and violet eyes. Ashara is one of Elia's ladies-in-waiting. She's at Harrenhal. She dies at Starfall at the very end of the war after Ned brought her Dawn. And then he goes into point two. We can be reasonably sure. We know, as we said, just as I went over in the summary, some of these things. She danced with Jon Con, Oberyn, a white cloak, probably Barristan Selmy, but... So yeah, the point two is just a lot of the things I already covered in the summary. Let's move over to number three. Which is the weird. We know she was dishonored at Harrenhal by someone and potentially had a stillborn daughter, according only to Barristan. She looked to Stark afterwards, probably to comfort, you know, for comfort. It is unclear whether he distinguishes Man X and Stark. It is unclear whether he thinks she was in love with this person or Stark. The Stark, who he says, is obviously unnamed, so it could be either Ned or Brandon, as it is unlikely to be Benjen or Lyanna. If this person is someone else, it could pretty much be anyone who was at Harrenhal, this person being the person who dishonored her, but it is not likely to be Ned. In this, it seems pretty clear that Ashara was pregnant at some point during the war. I don't necessarily agree with that, but could be. And something happened at Harrenhal. Certainly something happened at Harrenhal. And dishonored doesn't necessarily mean like disflowered. It could have just been rude or something, but a lot of people believe perhaps she was, you know, sexually assaulted. The Danes really seem to like Ned despite the story saying that he's the one who killed the Sword of the Morning, and we know that there's also Edric Dayne, who even takes on the nickname Ned. Now, this is where, you know, to me, it does get quite interesting, is because if Ned Stark is the reason that she commits suicide, why would they name a child potentially after him? That's the big, real mystery of the Dorne plot. And we know, obviously, that George, you know, did the time jump, and so that creates Darkstar. He wanted to do the time jump perhaps with Ned Dayne, and then that's where we get Darkstar. So we don't know the route that this ultimately went. Of course, going back to the theory here, some of the things we know is that a lot of people think that Wyla is Jon Snow's mother, which doesn't make much sense unless Ned stayed at Starfall 9 months until Jon could be born to Edric's wet nurse. Of course, that is, you know, where the timeline does stand up. Now, Ned barely thinks about Ashara at all in any of his chapters when we've already been told they might have had a love affair. This is a bit strange if their love story has any significance. He doesn't bring up any memory that could be linked to her when he remembers Harrenhal or when he's even thinking of Jon. Some other interesting details. Dany's eyes remind Barristan Selmy of Ashara's, just a curious detail. Ashara is one of the only women we know that has thrown herself off a tower. The only one from south of the wall. Arya hears Daeron sing about some stupid lady throwing herself off some stupid tower because her stupid prince was dead. So is it her? Is the prince an artistic license for any nobleman, or is the man Rhaegar? Ashara can, of course, be a mere red herring for red herring mother for Jon Snow. But we learn really new info about both Ashara and Brandon in A Dance with Dragons, especially the stillborn daughter, plus the man who dishonored her bit. And the lack of Stark's first name and Brandon's bedding habits, this is a bit bizarre if neither has any significance. So let's move on to part four. Why did she die, or did she? And what about the babies, the timeline? It's all messed up anyway. So first, we know there is no corpse. There's nothing at all stated about that, her having a big problem.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Or funeral or burial or any of that. So let's dive into the baby timeline. There is anywhere from 1 to 2 years between Harrenhal and Starfall. And as Jon and Robb are both thought to be very close in age, it seems unlikely Jon was conceived at Harrenhal. Babies grow up so fast that it is very clear that Jon couldn't have been conceived anywhere but in the middle of the war. So Catelyn herself never thinks about a precise timeline or links Ashara or Ned's relationship to Harrenhal, and may have dismissed the rumors if they had talked plainly about that. It leads credence to most of the rumors about Ashara being Jon's mother being false, and the people who think that they are misinformed. So you have like Cersei. The rumors in general, or even the Danes themselves with the Wyla theory. Of course, Ned probably didn't want to look into the timeline too closely and never lifted these ambiguities. That leaves the potential stillborn daughter of the man who dishonored Ashara and Ashara. Barristan Selmy clearly believes that man X, or the man who dishonored her, is dead. Barristan also seems to respect Ned far more than he does man X. So who could the baby be if that baby is in existence or still alive? Illyria Dane seems the most probable. She's obviously young enough that her marriage with Beric Dondarrion didn't happen yet in A Game of Thrones, despite being betrothed for a few years. So perhaps slightly under 16, but older than Edric, who is 11 in A Storm of Swords. She also doesn't have any known parents. Several theories propose Ashara as the mother of Mira, Dany, or false Aegon, which all kind of have shaky timelines, but could work. Now, of course, I have talked quite a bit. Jimmy and I have talked quite a bit about the possibility of, you know, the Mira Jon twins scenario working, but I definitely don't think you have like N plus A equals J plus M. I mean, obviously the timeline could work if Ned plus John equals, or Ned plus Ashara equals John, and then you want to go in the twins route. But I think, to me, it makes a little more sense if R plus L equals J plus Mira, if you want to go down that theory route. Now let's dive into her reasons for suicide. Ashara has a wide array of possible reasons for her suicide. In the books, people think it's about Ned killing her brother, which could hold up if they were in love, whether they had a child or not. This conflicts with what Barristan thinks seems to think it's because of her stillborn daughter and or the baby's father's death is quite the contradiction. But her stillborn daughter died before the end of the war, and Brandon died very early on too. So it seems there should be a trigger event close to Ned's visit, which could be her brother's death, whether Ned being the killer aggravated things or not, the death of Elia or her children, or not Brandon's man X deaths, or maybe even Lyanna's death if she was in on Rhaegar's intrigue, which she very well could be, of course, if it could be any combination of the above. Now, is she alive? Most of the speculation about Ashar still being alive seems to stem from the theory of there not being a body, finding Orph and finding mysterious women who are in their 30s. Septa L'Amour, Quaithe, Halen Reed's wife, are among the favorites. So this does, you know, tie back into Ashar, into Septa L'Amour, Quaithe, all of these things with Ashar Dayne, and simply, where is she? And who is she? Where is she? Is she alive? Now, there's so many possibilities with this character that I think that's one of the reasons most people hinge on the Septa L'Amour theory. I think in order to really go down that route, you have to tie it into something else, like I was talking about earlier. You know, I don't think that Ashara being Septa L'Amour works with N plus A equals J. That theory then kind of, which is probably the second most likely Jon Snow parentage theory out there. I think it's probably maybe like 80-20. You know, there's definitely a group of people that are pretty N plus A equals J. But I don't think that you can go down that route and have Ashara Dayne be Septa L'Amour. That it just doesn't tie into me. Unless you then want to dive down, you know, and need another rabbit hole, like I said earlier, like she thinks that John Connington is like Aegon, which is that, but then she would know her own baby. So that just doesn't add up to me. The other thing I think, which is entirely possible, which it seems like with Ashara Dayne, we never assume is the case, is what if she literally is just dead? What if Ashara Dayne did just for whatever reason, whether it could simply be he gets there and he says, oh, I'm betrothed to Catelyn Stark, which is like the truth. There doesn't have to be a baby. That doesn't have to be anything. It could just be, oh, I've killed your brother and I have to go marry this woman. And that's it. And she doesn't see a future. I mean, you have to look at the situation, right? She's like supposed to be with Elia Martell, who has just been killed. Rhaegar, the Targaryen prince, has just been killed. Her brother has just been killed. And the man that she loves comes to her and says, not only can I not marry you, I have to marry somebody else, but oh, by the way, I've also killed your brother. I mean, it's one of those things where in A Song of Ice and Fire, we immediately want to assume, and it's just because the Septa L'Amour character, I think, is there. If Septa L'Amour is described as just some old woman that's traveling with young Griff, I think we would all just probably assume that Ashara Dayne did, in fact, kill herself. She's not out there. There's nobody for us to assume that she is. I mean, you do have the she marries Howland Reed storyline and potential. That I've definitely seen some comments on YouTube videos and people suggest that theory that could tie into it more, but I just can't imagine this honorable Ned Stark going there and even telling her that his sister says, you know, promise me. He seems to not tell that promise to anyone. That doesn't mean that other people don't know about it, that other people don't put the pieces together and figure it out. Obviously, Howland is there. Unless he gets to Starfall, creates some elaborate plot with Ashara Dayne, and then never talks to her or speaks to her again, and it's all just to protect his sister and to protect his nephew and to protect Jon Snow, that Ashara decides to go along with it and fake her death. And then what does she do for the next 17 years? That's the thing, is how does she show up? What does she she throws a body or something off the tower and she hides? It's just one of the things that's been on my mind lately. And I did a theory, you know, potentially talking about, is she Quaithe? Right? Could she be Quaithe, or who is Quaithe? Is she Shiera Seastar? Is she Ashara Dayne? It's definitely a character who I still believe in Ashara has, whether she is alive or not, will have some sort of role to play in Winds of Winter. And I think she could still, she definitely could still be dead for that role to take place. And maybe that's what it'll be. So I certainly don't think that her story is over, whether she has to physically be alive in it or not, which I think is where a lot of these people, she's such a cool, interesting character. And we all want more of her. We want more of that story. But she doesn't necessarily have to be alive for that story to have impact on the few final chapters and, or, you know, acts of A Song of Ice and Fire. So just one of the things I was thinking about, and I was still wanted to give you guys an episode this week, even though Jimmy and I were unable to record due to my power outage. My internet was literally out for like 2 days. It's still kind of spotty here. We're like, because the storms here are just bad, really bad. It's like flooding level. But anyway, with that, I hope you guys leave me a comment. Let me know what are your guys' thoughts on Ashara Dane, diving more into this character and thinking about it. So hope you guys have a great holidays, and we will see you next time where we are doing the Mountain versus the Viper. Tyrion, I believe it's Tyrion 10. Of A Storm of Swords, and it's going to be the Mountain versus the Viper. So with that, as always, thank you guys for watching, thank you for listening, and remember that winter is coming.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.